Hello.
Good morning, David. It's Gail at Local Spot.
Hey, how are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm okay.
Good. Yeah, it sounds like you might have a couple minutes. We can get some paperwork finished up.
Yeah, I got a couple minutes. We can take care of it.
Okay, super. So, real quick, we'll go over the text messages I sent you so far.
Okay.
Just so you know what they are. So it should be the first one I sent you would have been my direct contact information. And let me know if these are confusing or if you need me to resend any of them.
All right, I haven't even, yeah, resend it all, whatever you send.
Okay,
I don't, yeah.
You got it. So on top of the stack then, the first one I'm going to send now is my contact information.
Okay.
And you should put me in your phone. I'm
okay.
The lead on your account. Always will be. So that's mine. And then I think you talked to Ruben at this other number this morning.
Yeah.
And that's our contact or customer service for you.
Okay.
And then, let's see, there was another link I needed to grab for you. Yes. You find it.
Oh, I did?
Okay. There we go. Okay. And then I'm going to text you a link too. It's titled Call Tracking, strictly informational. You can go look at it if you want. If you don't
okay.
want, don't worry about it.
Oh, well, look at everything you sent.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
And then, let's see. I already sent you the emails. None of those need to be handled. Okay. So I want to go through yet and verify to make sure that we've got all of your company information right too. So I've got for business number 520-354-1434.
Correct.
Perfect. And company name, Affordable Welding Service. Is there Inc. or LLC behind that at all, David?
No.
Okay. And then for business address, are you 2603 North Orchard Avenue, Unit D?
Yes.
In Tucson. Perfect.
Yes.
And I assume that's a home address?
Yes.
Okay. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to make a note for your Google business profile that they are not to publish your street address. So you'll
right.
still show up. Yeah, you'll still show up in the map in the same place, but it won't have the ability for someone to drive right to your house.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And then next thing, so that all looks good. Next thing we need to do is set up your onboarding call. So this is a call with me, you, and your technician, and they'll go over first and foremost quality control, so re-verifying all of the information I've gathered to make sure it's all accurate, so we don't send anything out that's wrong. Looks like, yeah, so we're building a website for you, so they'll want to talk about what you want on your website, how to get photos to us. So we work in one-hour windows. We allow that window in case your technician is running a little bit behind from helping another client or if you need a little extra time. So we book them on the hour, and let me see what we've got. If you've got any do you have any availability today that we can try and
use? Yeah, I do. The sooner the better.
Okay. How about?
I'm flying out of here today. I'm back to New Jersey for a week.
Oh, okay. What time do you leave?
I don't leave till this evening, but yeah, so I got it.
Okay, so what if we did, would 11 o'clock your time work?
Sure.
Okay, perfect. Let me grab that. I'm going to build that calendar appointment real quick, and then I'll email that to you. Got to grab all of the info and get it plunked in there, though.
All right.
Get all those little tidbits and nuggets that we need. There we are. Okay. All right. So there's an email on the way to you, David. The subject line is Local Splash CIE. And it's a calendar appointment.
Or do you want me to go to it right now?
If you wouldn't mind, that'd be great.
Oh, okay.
And then while you find that, I'm going to do a couple more things on my end that I need to do.
You still there, Gail?
Yes, I am.
Okay, all right.
Did you find that calendar appointment?
We're looking here.
Should be the last one in your inbox. And the one you're looking for is Local Splash CIE.
Oh, shit. Damn it. Right, my phone, I got some kind of weird thing on my... Damn it. Phone. It's like... Not, it's a new phone, and I'm just having a hard time figuring everything out here.
Oh, gosh. I just got a new phone yesterday. Tell me about
it.
I
was crazy shit, you know what I mean?
Yep, I know. I know. It's like, phones. Wait a minute. Wait a minute, it didn't do that before. Why is it doing that now?
Yeah, there's all kinds of crazy river ones. Okay, I got it here.
Oh, awesome. And then if you'd open that up, and then there should be a yes, no, maybe option. If you just click the yes,
it'll
send. Awesome. See if it's going to be good and update on this end. Perfect. Thank you, David. We got it. Wow. All right. So that is confirmed. We don't need to do anything with billing because you're all set there. Okay. While you're in your email, there's another email in there titled Local Splash Initial Invoice. And it should be just a little bit behind that one you were just in.
Okay. Let me check it out.
Yes. And that one, I have to read it to you anyway, so I'm going to walk you through the clicks and the typing just to move you along faster.
When was that sent? This morning or?
That was sent on the 16th. What day was that? That was Friday.
Okay, let me go back here.
My apologies. That was the 15th, David.
Okay, I'm looking here. I get a lot of emails, man. Junk shit.
I can resend it for you.
Yeah, just do that. It'd be easier.
You got it. You got it. There we go. On its way. And it should also, you know what I can do too? It'll make life even easier. I can text you the link you need. Then all you have to do is click the link. How about that?
Okay.
Like having an easy button. So don't worry about that email. I just texted you a link. Go ahead and click that link when it comes in your phone.
Okay, I get it.
And then scroll all the way down to the bottom. Yes, sir. That's the one. Scroll all the way to the bottom. And there's a checkbox certifying that you are the authorized user on that credit card, I believe is what it says. And then it'll ask you to type your name. And it's picky on the name part. It wants capital letters and apostrophes just as they're shown below that box.
All the way on the bottom, you say?
Yes.
Okay, fine.
And that, yeah, so it'll want you to type in there. Is that working?
Yeah.
So far?
Yeah.
All right. Awesome. And did it take you to a login screen? Or are you still typing?
No, I'm done.
Are you still typing? Okay. And did you hit, like, submit or accept right after the typing?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, let's see if it's going to be save an update on my end. After you typed your name, did you check the little checkbox right above it?
Oh no, okay. Where's that at? I don't see where the checkbox is.
So where it says signature, right above that, there's a box that says I certify I'm the authorized holder and signer of the credit card. That little box, you just need to check it.
Oh, okay.
Oh, and I see it wants your wife's name in the box rather than your name. So it'll be Esther Lasparans.
Yeah, I did that.
Okay, perfect. And then did you hit confirm signature?
Do what?
Confirm signature.
Yes. I'll do it now.
Perfect. There we go. All right. Got it. So that's your login screen, and you don't need to save it. We'll get you that again during your onboarding call. But that's where you'll log in so you can see how many clicks and calls you're getting and where those searches were performed from.
Can I hear Ms. Gill here?
Yes, but you don't need to save it. We'll get that to you again along with your login credentials. And then, David, what did you want to show for your hours of operation?
Oh, eight to four. 8 to 4.
8 to 4. Should we say Monday through Friday?
Yes. Okay.
And then, and Saturday, you said?
Yeah.
Got you. Okay. And then on your website, did you want us to add a payment option like PayPal, Cash App, Venmo, Zelle, if you take any of those forms?
I got PayPal.
Okay. All right. Then you'll be able to send people to your website to make payment for you or to you. Okay. We are close. I think all we have left to do, I need to read that to you. We need to set up your security challenge question and answer. So a couple of things for you to know. We don't ever call you asking for more money, and neither will Google. So if you get calls from anybody looking for money, it's not us and it's not Google. And obviously, if it seems like a valid offer and it's something you want to take advantage of, by all means, but don't feel you have to. Your decision either way. For example, one of my clients called me a couple weeks ago and said, hey, you guys just called me asking for another $200 so that my website would something. I don't know what it was that they were telling him.
Right.
And it sounded like it could be us. So he didn't know. It's not us. I guarantee it. We don't do that.
I'll tell you what, man. It's crazy.
Well, exactly. Yeah. So what we did is we developed a challenge question and answer. So if you're ever in doubt, throw the challenge question at them. If they can't answer it, it's likely a scam or something you don't want to spend money on. And if it is us, we'll be able to answer the question, and we're not going to be offended.
Right,
so
cool.
We have three choices: mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name. Which one works for you?
City I was born in.
Got it. Whoops. And what city is that?
Camden, New Jersey.
Camden. Perfect. Let me do that. I've got to enter it in twice so that it X's it out. There we go. Got it. Saved. Perfect. All right. I'm going to do one more skim through your info here, David. And I think all we've got left is for me to read to you. The fun is part of the call, right? Listening to me read. That all looks good. All right, I think you are all set except for the reading, so that's fantastic. I appreciate you taking the time, Derek. Did I say Derek? David, I just talked to a Derek.
Sorry about the other day. I just had a bunch of crazy shit happening.
Oh, no, no worries.
Yeah.
Man, hey, we're good. There's no no harm, no foul.
Right on.
All right, so I'm going to do the voice verification part. Voice verification is required of us as Google Premier Channel partners, and it's required because I'm locking you in a discounted rate. The recording is, or the call is also recorded, and it's attached to your file as an added form of protection for you.
Okay.
So as I'm going through, if there's anything you don't understand, just stop me, and I can clarify for you. All right, here we go. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance and outlines the service subscription with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of the business as it should read on the first page of Google.
Affordable Welding Service.
And please state your name and title within the business.
David Lesperance, owner.
And are you authorized to hire Local Splash and enter into the subscription on behalf of the business?
Yes, I am.
And are you the authorized user on the billing of this account?
Yes.
To get results as fast as possible, it's important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive within 24 business hours to communications coming from Local Splash?
Yes.
In hiring Local Splash as your marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your subscription?
What's that say? What's that asking me?
So, for example, if you decide to start doing TikTok videos for business, I guess, is the craziest one I can think of.
I'm not doing anything else.
All right. Perfect. Oops, and let me get back over to the right screen here. I slipped off of a screen, and I shouldn't have. There we go. Your payment for the initial term and account setup were charged on December 15th, 2022, in the discounted non-refundable total of $348, the breakout of which is $249 for your first month and a one-time-only non-refundable setup fee of $99. Going forward, beginning January 15th, your recurring charge will be a flat $249. This is a flat rate. $249.
Every month.
Correct.
Okay.
This is a true flat rate to which there are no hidden taxes, additional click fees, or call fees of any kind. Your subscription will automatically renew on the 15th of each month, in the amount of $249. You may pause or discontinue your subscription at any time by contacting client support at least 3 days prior to your billing date. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Awesome. Thank you, David. You are all set. Paperwork is done for now.
Okay.
All right.
So we're going to talk to you on an appointment then.
Yes, sir. We'll talk to you then.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, you have a good rest of your morning, David, and thank you again.
Yeah, thank you.
You bet. Bye-bye.
Bye.